It's murder and madness every night at the Yellow Inn as the haves and the have-nots fiercely battle until no one is left standing. So it is night after night until a young woman steps in to halt the bloodshed. Yellow Inn opens September 25th and runs through the 29th at ISU's Center for the Performing Arts. The director is Myung-shik Jason Jong, who says when he first read the play, he knew the story needed to be told. But first, he needed a translator. That's where Ki Yoon Nam came in. The ISU professor and dramaturg turned his hand to the play that Jong calls very timely.
Because, you know, we have so many like political problems about like race thing or gender thing, but we never thought about our human issue before we start talking about political issue. So this story is kind of like, when I read the first time, it's very funny, but after I think about the show, it's not actually funny, so, you know.
So it's humorous on different levels. It's humorous on the surface, but then you walk away and you think about it afterwards. When you get home and it lingers with you.
Yes, that's kind of like my directorial idea, like put some comedy thing, but there is very like strong message that makes people think about our human existence or our like human problem and political problems too.
And some of those human elements catch you by surprise because the play really foregrounds the comedy. It feels like a very funny play that relies a lot on stock character types and ridiculous situations, but then the social issues underlying the play start to show through.
Is a play with the social issues at its heart, is the humor really important in getting this message across, do you think?
I think so. It feels like when I'm like during my rehearsal process, when I keep doing it, it feels like I'm watching like our daily life. You know, sometimes people don't know what we are doing, but there are so many humor, there are so many comedy things in our life thing to do. But when people do art, they always put some serious thing in the theater show. So I kind of want to try to do some comedy thing in our play because it feels like our life.
It's natural.
Yeah. One thing that I remember Jason mentioning both at the first production meeting and also on the first day of rehearsal to everyone is Jason says that he wants to explore human stupidity in this play.
Yes. Having fun with that?
Yes.
And everyone laughs when they hear that, right? But as we spend more time with the play, as we work on it, we start to see the tragic side of that, of being stuck in this cycle that you can't break out of, which can seem ridiculous and absurd from the outside, but for the characters who live that reality, it can be terrifying and devastating. Lee Kang-baek, the playwright, is known in Korea for writing these allegorical plays, plays that aren't specifically set in an actual location, which makes them easier to translate because they exist in this kind of abstract no man's land. But because of that, the situation that these characters are trapped in feel very symbolic.
What was your reaction to being asked to translate this play?
I didn't know about this play, actually, until Jason introduced it to me. And I've translated quite a few plays, both from Korean to English and from English to Korean in my career. And I would consider Yellow Inn a relatively easy play to translate.
Why? Why is that?
First of all, it's not specifically set anywhere. That includes Korea. So one of the questions that a lot of people ask me when I was working on the play is this play set in Korea? And it has a Korean sensibility, and there are references to Korean culture. And the playwright was definitely inspired by thinking about the generation gap and class conflict in Korea. But it's not really set in Korea. It can be set anywhere. So that makes it much easier to translate because I'm not thinking about, well, how do I take this very specific cultural reference and find something equivalent to that in English?
Well, Jason, where did you decide to set it? Or is the setting something elusive that we could all maybe project something from our own selves onto?
Yeah, I feel like the setting of this play, it can be South Korea, it can be USA, it can be another country like Africa. So because I don't know, for me, when I choose the place, Korean play, I was kind of worried about how audience get the message through like another country's play. But they would expect, oh, this is Korean play. They would expect some cultural thing. But when they start watching the show, they would think, oh, I thought this Korean play, but but the message is kind of like all about like all over the country's things.
It's very universal then.
I think so, yes.
The title does refer to something that might be specific to Korea. So the title refers to yellow dust, which is also sometimes called Asian dust. It's the dust and air pollution that blows from Western China, across China, and through Korea and through Japan. And this used to be an issue mostly in the spring. The air used to be much dirtier and dustier in the spring. So that's where the term comes from. But I think that in this play, the yellow dust becomes a kind of symbol for, it can be a symbol of time, it can be a symbol of just how long these cycles of conflict have gone on. It's more of an allegory of what dust can mean as opposed to something that's specific to Korea.
Well, I'm wondering about the challenges of translating a play from Korean to English. And it's not merely a matter when you're doing a play of just translating the words. You are writing dialogue. So what are the particular challenges of translating a play and making it theatrical, not just a literal translation?
I think for this project, there were two specific challenges. So one is that we decided to change some of the genders of the characters to push for gender parity within the cast. And so there are quite a few characters who are male in the original Korean that, as I was translating, I felt that at some point, I felt like I was just translating the words and not necessarily a character. So I had to come up with a kind of concept for myself of who this new character would be.
Did you have experience of that before?
I've done some of that before, but I think what's a little different this time is that I really wanted for the three sisters who own the inn. So in the original Korean, it's a man and a woman, a married couple who own the inn, and the wife's sister who is in charge of housekeeping. And Jason and I spoke about changing it into three sisters. And what's interesting is we kind of get this fairy tale situation of the two older sisters who are wicked and who are greedy, and the younger sister who is the kind-hearted one, the only kind-hearted one in this world, a kind of Cinderella story. Right. So that's where I suddenly thought of King Lear as a way of thinking about these three sisters. And at first, it was just something for myself, right? I was just imagine these three sisters as Goneril, Regan, and Cordelia. But when you come to see the show, you'll notice that the connection to King Lear, we had a little fun with that. So there's a new scene that we wrote with the permission of the playwright that is a kind of play within a play version of King Lear within Yellow Inn. And that's something that only exists in our English language version of the play.
So you've been communicating with the playwright. How does he feel about having his play translated in the middle of corn and soybean country being enacted by college students?
I think he is a playwright who is definitely influenced by Western theater and Western drama. So I don't think that some of these ideas necessarily came as a surprise. Because this is a play that's meant to be an allegory of social issues, he was very curious of how American audiences would react to the situation, whether it's possible to project issues related to class inequality, issues related to race and gender in the U.S. onto this blueprint of a play that he's created.
And how do you guys think the audiences will react to this show? Jason?
I think they would love it because they would think about their lives too. I don't know. That's my question to American audience. I expect they are going to, but my idea is like they are going to laugh so hard when they are watching the show, but they are going to think about how we solve this like social and political problem.
I think the heart of the play will shine through for everyone. What I've been more concerned with is the surface layer of comedy that I think is essential for play to really hit you towards the end. So that's the other thing in the translation process that I focused on, making sure that all of the humor in the Korean worked in the English version as well. And it's been delightful working with the actors in the room who also bring in ideas. They improvise, and sometimes I change the script based on what they came up with in the room. So this has really been a collaborative project.
That's translator Ki Yoon Nam and director Myung-Juk Jason Jung talking about Yellow Inn, opening September 25th and running through the 29th at ISU's Center for the Performing Arts. I'm Laura Kennedy.